Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. Here are the Tuesday edition on Wake Up Call. Let's get the good of the day.
You know, the good of the day, just teammates having fun with each other.
Yeah?
That's all it is. Myles Garrett took to Twitter and decided to post that a little short video. Yeah, I know you remember the scene of Dennis Rodman smacking Karl Malone on the rear end and then Karl Malone turning and smacking kind. And Myles Garrett tweeted that photo out with the caption, how OBJ thought smacking the cup was going to be. Remember OBJ got in trouble after the LSU celebration?
Yeah, that's right.
Because, you know, I mean, Karl Malone smacked him or Rodman, you know, whatever one you look at, I mean, no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
Robin even kind of made a little joke like, ooh, baby.
That's right, he did. That's right.
And I just thought that was kind of fun. But
that is cool.
It didn't stop there.
No.
OBJ responded, wait a minute. That wasn't even the worst part. The worst part was I got charged with assault. And you somehow didn't. Only in America.
Oh, God.
And then when you think about it, yeah, that seems kind of, OBJ does have a point.
It does. He does have a point. That's a good point. Well, teammates ribbing each other, like you said. Kind of cool.
Teammates being teammates. Teammates being teammates. I forgot that they were teammates because I thought Odell Beckham Jr. had been traded like eight times.
You know what? Wasn't that the big story that went nowhere a couple months ago? That was the big rumor that was going to go down, and then nothing came out of that.
And let's be real with everyone. The trade rumor started post-quarantine.
That's right. Very true.
So it wasn't
good
like,
reminder.
Oh, coronavirus interrupted that chestnut. It's like, no. They. I don't know if they're actively looking, if they're still actively pursuing. Who knows?
Or let's throw a trial balloon out there during pandemic and just see where it goes. I hear OBJ is being traded. Just hearing it through the grapevine.
But I was like, you know what? Sometimes that's what Twitter is for. These two could have easily taken it the wrong way and started a whole big brouhaha over nothing.
Sure.
But it was kind of fun just to, you know, see him. It's like, yeah, this is, you know, this is how it is.
That's
I got charged with assault for smacking a cop, and you tried to decapitate a man with his own helmet.
That's right. That's exactly right. You tried to take a guy's head off with his own helmet, and, you know, that was it.
One's worse than the other, apparently.
Apparently so. You're right. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that the winner of this year's Madden Bowl, which happened over the weekend, I know we don't really include esports into the great sports weekend that we just had.
We might start, though.
We might have to start. But the winner of this year's Madden Bowl did not throw a single pass all tournament.
I read that. Now, I haven't played Madden in a few years.
Yeah.
You know, I used to play it a lot.
Passing is still an option in that game, by the way.
Right. I used to play it a lot. Then it just sort of one of those things that I just phased out. Give me the details of this because I want to ask, like, was he the Titans or was he?
He was the Titans.
Okay, so he had Derrick Henry.
Yes.
So he just kept running Derrick Henry.
Apparently. Well, so, okay, let me preface this. The only video snapshot that I saw was him in the final.
Okay.
And he was the Titans. The other guy was the Bengals.
So I'm not
really sure what, you know, how people choose teams.
Right.
You know, because why would somebody actively want to choose the Bengals?
That's true.
Not really sure.
That's true.
Can't imagine that rating being off the charts in 2020.
And if he did choose the Bengals and took them to the Madden finals, God bless him.
Yeah.
Right.
And maybe that was the thing. It's like, I'm going to choose the worst team out there and see what I can do. And this guy said, well, I'm just going to choose a team that's a one trick pony.
So, again, I ask this without any knowledge. I'm not asking this facetiously or sarcastically. I'm asking this in seriousness. Is Derrick Henry, because of the year that he had, is he like Bo Jackson?
That's a great question.
Like, is he the Bo Jackson in this game? Like, where he's like, man, you can't even bring him down. Like, he gets five or 6 yards of carry.
That was the first thought that I had. Because, I mean, if anyone who ever played Tecmo Bowl you know Bo Jackson was the most unstoppable player in Tech
Bowl. Exactly. So that's what I'm wondering.
And because of that, the Raiders were the best team. And we can say this because I believe it was the L.A. Raiders was the best team. And you never had to throw a pass. I think the quarterback might have been Schrader. I'm not 100% sure because you had Bo Jackson and Marcus Allen in the backfield, and you really didn't need anything else.
So let's say you find a glitch in the game. Not a glitch because I don't want to go that far. But you find some sort of situation in the game where – the opposing defense you're playing. I mean, every time Henry touches the ball, he's getting 3 or 4 yards every time. You would go, well, yeah, I run the ball 3 times. I get another first down. I keep the clock. He doesn't score. We score. I win this tournament.
Yeah. And apparently this guy, is really good at defense too, because he won the final 17-0.
Oh, there you go.
His name is, Radel Joke Brito.
All right.
So his name's Radel Brito. Nickname is Joke.
I'll tell you this. I did see a little bit of one match not that long ago on one of the channels, and it's impressive to watch guys just flip right through all of the plays. They know exactly what they're doing. They're like, as soon as the play's over, they're like, boop, 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 got it.
That, or they just know all the different combo buttons.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
You know, like which defense works best, like which combo works best for which player, and I know that. That's a lot of skill. It is a skill. I'll give it to him. It's a skill. Because I can't do it.
Listen, I played it a lot, but I never played it enough to really master it. And I played people who are really good at it, and it's frustrating. It's frustrating to play somebody like I was at an AFC NFC party many years ago,
and there Madden was a game broke out.
A Madden game was in the corner, so you could watch the championship games or play Madden. And I remember sitting there playing Madden against somebody who was really good at it, and I ended up quitting. I'm like, I can't. I'm losing like 21-3. I can't.
See, I was good enough. I'm good enough to take any team that's in Madden, no matter the ranking. So it could be the Bengals. I'm good enough to take them to the Super Bowl and win.
Oh, good. Okay.
You know, because you put it on the rookie difficulty level.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Good point. I should do that.
I put it in the bad because, I mean, just how demoralizing does that got to be?
It's got to be horrible.
To say this guy did not throw a pass. I mean, for any opponent he had, he didn't throw a pass in the entire tournament. And I'm going to assume that it was more than 2 games. I'm going to assume it was like probably 5 games in this tournament.
Especially when you're trying to come back and you're trying to hope for the interception or something else or, you know, whatever. And the guy's just running the ball down your throat constantly. Right? I mean, it's got to be terribly frustrating for a video game player to do that. I can't hit the reset button. I can't reach over and hit the reset button.
I don't think video games nowadays have them.
They don't have
them. Remember Nintendo, you just hit the reset button and it brought you right back to the home screen?
Notorious for that.
Yeah.
My brother would do it all the time when we'd play and play against each other. And he's like, I hate this. Ah. And
I'd be like, really? But I slipped.
Yeah. Oh, really? Exactly. But that was a old silly Atari football, which was like,
that was annoying.
So ancient.
Just little dots, pixelated dots.
Pixelated dots, right? You know what the one thing I do remember as a kid getting Atari? Whoever did the cover art for the video games always made it look so glamorous, didn't they? Like Pitfall and all these, not Pitfall per se, that was Activision because that was a little cartoonish. But like some of the games and you'd go, oh, this looks so great to play. And then you would put it in the system. It would just be pixelated guys. And you'd be like, this isn't this fun.
Yep.
But it's the only thing you have.
The one I remember most is RBI Baseball.
RBI Baseball. That's right. Yeah.
RBI Baseball, where all the players look like Bartolo Colon.
That's right. Yeah. A little short, stubby kind of. Yeah, I remember that. That's right. I remember that. I remember I wanted an Intellivision really bad. You remember Intellivision?
Not really.
Okay. Intellivision was, it had, I remember my brother and I saw this because we had an Atari and we loved it, but baseball was like very basic. And then we saw this in television, and in television had 9 players on the diamond, and it had a keypad. And so you would assign, every player was assigned a number so you could hit the button and activate that player. And then, like, so fly ball to left, you could hit the button and move the left fielder over to catch the ball or field the ball. Hmm. And it was kind of cool. But it didn't have a lot of games like Atari did. And it was expensive. So, you know, we got that out. But yeah, it's to see what video games are like now is awesome. It's awesome because it's everything.
It's ridiculous.
It's everything I thought as I dreamed about what games would look like. It's even beyond what I thought.
I mean, we're getting one step away from, you know, it just being normal people playing.
Yeah,
in a video game.
Yeah. Well, you're right in it, doing it.
Yep.
Exactly. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, this thing popped up on Reddit, all right? And people were getting hot and bothered over the fact that Chuck E. Cheese was selling their pizza for delivery, like via Grubhub or Uber Eats or something like that. They were selling their pizza for delivery under the name Pasquale's Pizza and Wings.
Okay. Why wouldn't they just be Chuck E. Cheese? People don't like Chuck E. Cheese brand?
Yeah, I guess people were a little put off, like, you know, Chuck E. Cheese, it's, you know, just carnival pizza or whatever. You know, it's not real pizza. So Chuck E. Cheese was like, you know, hey, during this pandemic, no one's coming into our restaurant, so we got to do something. And so they started selling their pizza under Pasquale's Pizza and Wings. People were up in arms because it was like, oh, you're just doing the big fake out.
Yeah.
But if you know anything about Chuck E. Cheese, Chuck E. never made the pizza. That was always Pasquale.
Well, is that okay? I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese in a long time.
Yeah, Pasquale, bitch. Just picture back whenever you saw like the mannequins up there or whatever, the stereotypical Italian
looking
guy.
Awesome that you know this. That's great.
Yeah, it's a stereotypical Italian-looking guy with the big mustache.
So why doesn't Chuck E. Cheese go, shut up, we have a character that makes pizza,
I don't think he's making the pizza. I think they're just going, yeah. Hey, you know, whatever works for us. I was a little surprised. I didn't know they had wings.
You know what? It's so funny. I didn't even think about a place like Chuck E. Cheese, what it was doing to try to stay alive.
Yeah.
Because you're right. That's one of the last places it's going to get, you know,
just give
allowed
it out free
to
tokens and
exactly.
tickets.
Exactly. I mean, you're talking about kids and video games and tickets and buying toys and
ball
all
pits.
Of that. And the exact ball pits and everything
I mean,
like
those
that.
Those ball pits were already disgusting.
Yeah. Now forget it. They're just swimming with coronavirus.
Yeah.
Man, you're right.
But.
Well, okay. So, you know, is the dumb on the people for being angry or is it
the dumb on the people for being angry?
That's exactly right.
Like, you know, what do you expect? I mean, first of all, it's pizza delivery. It's never going to be fantastic. It may or may not taste more like cardboard than you are hoping for.
Right.
I remember a pizza place in college we used to order pizza from all the time. It literally was cardboard. I'm pretty certain
sure.
It was cardboard with some sauce and cheese on it. But the fact was is that we can get like 8 large pizzas for $20.
Exactly. That's
why we ordered it. We were broke college kids. I kind of like Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to go out there and say that it's gourmet style, but I never not ate it when I was at a Chuck E. Cheese.
When I took my kids there when they were younger, I don't remember going, I can't eat this. I remember just eating it and just being like, it's fine. Listen, it's like a Little Caesars. Nobody compares it to other people. But if you want 7 pizzas for $30, like that's the place to go. Right? I mean, it's there. It's ready. Just grab it and done. Eating. And I'm finished. That's the way she's marketed. Good. Yeah. That is. People relax. Let them try to stay alive. All right. Let them try to stay in business in some capacity.
And, you know what? Give it up to some creativity.
Yeah. Some creativity is
right. Them coming out and going, hey, we, you know, Chuck E. Cheese, that might hurt us as far as delivery goes, but we can call ourselves Pasquale's.
Of course.
It's like and maybe Pasquale's Pizza and Wings has been in play long before coronavirus.
Right.
It was just that Chuck E. Cheese didn't want to announce, hey, we have delivery of our pizza.
Listen, it's like when you go to Disney and they sell like, hey, it's Remy's French baguettes.
Yes.
Right? It's like, oh, he's Remy the Rat. He's in France. He's selling French baguettes, but it's Disney's baguettes. It's like there's a character. He's associated with the product. That's what Chuck E. Cheese is doing.
I'm certain Remy didn't make the baguettes.
Exactly.
At least you hope.
Exactly. Got too much time on our hands during this pandemic. All right. That's the Good, the Bad, the Dumb Tuesday edition on Wake Up Call.